What makes a good leader? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Good leadership is just hard to come by. Many people have traits that could be used in leadership, but they either don't work to develop them well enough, or they find those traits and they manipulate them to take advantage of other people. Whether it's your worship director, your boss, your teacher, or your parents, we all have people that we follow. And we all have opportunities in one setting or another to be leaders. And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo, Leadership. It's called Not Left Behind by Allison Wilson Lee. I bent down to snatch a wildflower from beside the path and then hurried on. I rushed to catch up once again with my beloved family member, I'll call him Nash here, who had agreed to let me accompany him on a walk in the woods. I rejoiced to spend rare one-on-one time with Nash. However, after realizing my little legs couldn't keep pace with his adult stride, I wasn't sure Nash hoped to spend time with me. During the walk, I felt left behind and ignored. Nash barely spoke to me. I returned home confused and hurt. Had Nash wanted me there after all? It's difficult to follow someone who travels too fast for those trying to join. Thankfully, we have a different kind of leader in Jesus, one who doesn't leave his followers behind. God wants to be in relationship with us. He wants us to be with him. That's why Jesus died on the cross for us and then rose from the grave. Because our sin separated us from God, he made a way for us to receive forgiveness for our sins. When we trust Jesus to pay for our sins, he exchanges our guilt for his righteousness, and his Holy Spirit comes to live within us. So, even though Jesus ascended into heaven, he is still with us through his Holy Spirit, and he wants to walk with us. Galatians 5:25 explains, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." Having new life in Christ means his Spirit leads us as we follow moment by moment. How did Jesus lead others? He met them where they were. His disciples, though they observed his miracles and heard his teaching, still often failed to grasp his purpose. Yet, he patiently responded to their questions even when the answers might have sounded obvious. He didn't run ahead unconcerned about whether they caught up. Jesus stayed close, providing instructions and reassurance. He invited them to walk with him, and he never left them behind. Jesus wants to walk with us this way too, as he leads us with love step by step. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," as we read in John 10:11. Would a good shepherd leave his sheep behind? We can find Jesus' answer in Luke 15:1-7, John 10:11-18, as well as John 27:30. Can you think of a time when you felt left behind, ignored, or unwanted? Jesus saw you then, and he sees you now. He has compassion on you, and he always wants you to be with him, as we read in Mark 6:34. In fact, he died and rose to not leave you behind. Consider taking some time to tell Jesus about any memories that come to mind and ask him to help you know his love more deeply and learn to keep in step with his Spirit. As you and I can read in Psalm 23, 1-2, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 23, John 10, 11-18, and 14, 1-21, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? I encourage you to share it with good leaders in your life and tell them just how much you respect them and why you care about their leadership. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called Under Pressure with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.